Hi, my name is Deepak Gupta, and you might know from Login Radius, a social infrastructure provider. This is the episode 42 of Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now your host, he can make almost anything a friendly competition, Brian Lewis.
Hi, I just wanted to jump in real quick and let you know that during this recording, we did have some connection issues. So you might notice me asking if he's still there a couple times. And at the end, he does actually drop off altogether. But the entire recording was recorded. Deepak recorded his audio and I recorded mine. So this podcast is going to be of decent audio quality, but the end does cut off short. Just thought I'd jump in and let you know that now. And here's me introducing myself for the podcast. Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I have with me Deepak Gupta. Deepak is a co-founder of Login Radius Inc., a social infrastructure company in Canada. They provide social login, social sharing, and social analytics to website owners with user profile data. Deepak, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Brian, today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Do you want to start out by telling us a little bit about you and where you're from?
Sure. So basically, we are located in Edmonton, Canada. We provide like social infrastructure services, and then we have like a small team of people. So it's a IT startup, and we are mostly into the social media services. So we provide like social login, social sharing, social analytics for the website owner. And like our main goal is to basically spread the OpenID movement. So we basically integrated all those OpenID platforms, 21 providers like Facebook, Google, Yahoo, Twitter, all those into like a single unified platform. So like the website owners don't need to worry about implementing those platforms into their website.
Excellent. So then what's your involvement with Drupal?
So we are basically targeting all those big CMS, and Drupal is like a major CMS market, and like lots of websites are built on Drupal platform. So we built up like a plug and play module. So for website owners, they can just install the Drupal module and then they can quickly implement social login and social sharing on their Drupal website. So we have basically a team of Drupal developers who build the Drupal modules and then manage them actively, fix any issues, bugs, and do enhancements for that. So, and I kind of manage the team as a technical perspective, specs point of view.
Okay, cool. I guess this may not apply since you're not, you know, a direct Drupal developer, but I'll ask it anyways, just to see what you say. What's the most recent project that you've been working on?
Well, Login Radius is the main important project that we are working on. But yeah, we are also actively doing the modules in Drupal. And then, yeah, social login, like this is the main module that we have developed for Drupal.
Okay, cool. I want to go ahead and say right now, for anybody who's listening live, if you have any questions that come up throughout the show, you can send a tweet using the hashtag MUP042, and we'll get to those at the end of the show. So let's jump right in. We're going to talk about the social login module. So I guess this is kind of a silly question now, but my first thing was going to say, does it integrate with Login Radius?
Yes. So Login Radius is a SaaS platform. So we kind of have like all platform built on the cloud structure. So all the services, like the core engine, is located in the cloud infrastructure, and then the module, Drupal module, basically integrates with our core engine to provide those kind of services, because like our goal is to unify the API. So suppose if you wanted to implement Facebook and Google or Twitter login on your website, you don't need to worry about different APIs, different structure of the code, and different user profile data. So basically we unify everything and provide them like in one bundled pack.
Okay, so what does a social login module do for a Drupal site? I mean, does it Sorry. I was like, does it just associate a social profile with a Drupal user so they can log in using that? Or does it do something more?
Well, it does more than that, just the login. Okay. So basically, it also provides the user profile data. So suppose if you implement social login on your Drupal website, so suppose when you are logging in using Facebook, it would authenticate the user through Facebook, and it after the authentication, it would get the user profile data, such as name, email address, profile image, address, phone number, like you have various information on your Facebook. So basically, the social login module would grab all this information and put it on your Drupal database. So, and you, the website owner would get like lots of user profile information, as well as like user, for the end user, it's beneficial, like they don't need to fill in all the registration form and all those things onto their website.
Okay, so it's pulling in the information. Does it put that information then on like in the user fields for the user profile on the Drupal site, or is it somehow completely separate?
Yeah. Basically, it creates the Drupal. So Drupal has its own user tables, and we also create a couple of authentication tables in Drupal database. So like when LoginADS engine grab the data from social ID provider, we store the data into the Drupal database, like the Drupal default user tables for like name, email address, profile image, address information, phone number, and all those information into the Drupal database.
Okay, so then it actually becomes Drupal data that you can use in views and things like that across the site.
Right. Cool. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, my next question is, can this be applied to a site that already has a bunch of users? Can this just be, you know, added in later?
Wow, that's a great question. Yeah, I have come across with this question like many times. And the answer is yes. Yeah, it can apply to the existing users. So existing users, so basically we detect the user based on the email address. So suppose if you are already on Drupal website and you have email address, brianlewis@podcast.com, like if you have the same email address on your Facebook, like when you're logging in, we basically map that user with the Facebook ID, and then from that point you can log in with Facebook anytime.
Cool. This is kind of a secondary question with that, but what if they used a different email address? Is there a way to then sync the two users together?
Yeah, that's actually the enhancements that we are working on, and then it's gonna get pretty, we are pretty much done with the enhancement. We are just doing the final like testing and verification on our side. So yeah, after this enhancement, basically user can map the multiple social ID providers. So suppose if you have three, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, if you wanted to log in with any of them. So right now you can only log in with one of them. And if you have different email address, like the enhancement would allow you to map multiple social IDs into a one user.
Excellent.
So this is the enhancement that you're gonna see it pretty soon.
Cool. That's awesome. Okay, so we already talked about this, but what kind of profile information is shared from the services? You said, you know, email address, name, what kinds of things like from Facebook or Twitter can we actually pull into our Drupal site?
So if I get your question right, I think you were asking a little bit about the user profile data, like what kind of user profile data that we get from the social ID provider, is that right? So yeah, yes. Like there are various kind of data fields that we get from the social ID provider, like some of the basic information like your birth, like name, email address, phone number, physical address, and some, like this is the basic information like we get for all the most of the ID provider, but some of the ID provider like Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, they provide more information like your educational qualifications, your like work experience, some other information. So yeah, we can also get that information if the user allow that information to share with the Drupal website. And there are some extended permissions, like you can basically post the data to the Facebook wall, You can also share the information, create the events into the Facebook. So basically, yeah, you can pretty much manage, or user can pretty much manage everything from the Drupal website into the Facebook. So it's basically a two-way bridge. Basically, user can read the information as well as write the information to the providers.
Along with the profile information, if the fields don't exist on the Drupal site, for example, if we don't have a field for the physical address, does this create a field for that, or does it just kind of ignore that information from the provider?
If the field does not exist in Drupal, we do not create the field. So if the physical address is not there, we do not create the field. For specific websites, if they want it, like it's an open source project, so if they wanted to grab the address and save it on their end, they can customize the module and then they can store the address information into their like custom tables.
Okay. My next question then is, does social login create share links so that if somebody's logged in, they can just click a button to tweet an article they're reading or something like that?
Yes, they can tweet, they can post to the Facebook wall. Yeah, they can also do that thing through the module.
Okay. Does that then come in like as a block that you can, like a site builder could place on their site somewhere next to their articles so they can just click the button?
Yeah, so basically there is a different setting. That's like the premium setting that we say. So that setting needs to be enabled from our side. So this is the part of the like paid package features. So once we have that feature enabled, then like they can post or tweet from the Drupal site.
Okay. And then I saw that you're providing some social statistics. What kind of statistics are you actually gathering?
Yeah, that's actually pretty interesting thing. And that's the like the most useful data that like any website owner would get using login radius. So like once we have all the information, like, okay, which ID provider the users are logging in, and like what location they are logging in, based on that statistics we provide, okay, so most of your users are coming from Facebook, they are coming from Google. So basically we provide them analytics based on the provider, based on the age, based on the gender group, based on the location, based on the time, like what time they are logging in most of the time. And then that analytics basically help website owner to analyze their user base, and they can see, okay, most of my users are coming from Facebook, so I need to do some more like tweeting or something in Twitter. Basically, I need to focus on Twitter more. So basically, they can analyze their user base, they can analyze the traffic, and then they can make the decisions based on their sales and marketing strategies.
Okay, cool. I actually had one more question come up that I just thought of, and that's if there are additional form or fields on the Drupal site registration form, for example, like if there's a checkbox for, you know, sign me up for your newsletter, are those integrated with the social login, or are those fields kind of not available?
Right now they are not available, but yeah, we have gotten like so many requests for some fields that providers don't have it. So we are basically doing this packing out, and then like we are in the phase of like, okay, how we can get that field, or how we can have users fill in those fields if they are logging in from social login. So yeah, we currently we do not have this feature, but yeah, we are basically discussing and then specking out those features.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, let's talk about what platforms are supported. So we've got Facebook and Twitter. We've talked about those. What other social media platforms are available with the module?
So there are 23 ID providers there. So let me count if I can remember all of them.
So okay, maybe just give us a handful of the most popular ones.
Yeah, like most of like the main famous ones are like Facebook, Google, Twitter, Yahoo, LinkedIn, Foursquire, VKontakte, that's from Russia, Mixi, that's from China, so, and then WordPress, AOL, yeah, like those, I think.
Okay.
I counted 10.
Yeah, that's good enough, and we can just say, you know, for the full list of those, you can go to loginradius.com and see all the available providers there.
Correct.
Okay, So I noticed that at least currently everything about this is free. So what are you guys doing to make money from this? Because personally, I'm a little hesitant to use it if you're not making money, because it means you're not going to stick around, likely. So, and I did see that I saw that you've got some partnerships with companies like Mozilla Corporation and Microsoft. Is that helping fund this, or is that helping the development?
No. These actually, so when we created this project, we basically kind of want to help like website owners to basically integrate those things quickly and efficiently. So like these partnerships are basically with Mozilla partnership. I don't know if you have heard about Persona. So they are basically coming up with the new authentication protocol. Like it used to be called as browser ID, but now they say it's Persona. So we have integrated that Persona into our SaaS platform. So that is the main basically reason of this partnership with Mozilla. With Microsoft, basically our all the services are hosted on Azure cloud platform. So that's how we did the partnership with Microsoft. But to come back to your point, like, okay, what would be the revenue source? So like I mentioned a little bit earlier, that so if you want like more profile data, so in the basic account or in the basic package, so we have different package tiers, basically basic, pro, premium and premium plus. So in the basic, basically you would have the limited functionality, you would have less number of user profile data, you cannot tweet, you cannot post to the Facebook. But if you sign up for the starter, pro, premium or premium plus packages, you can have more features and more functionality for your website in the social login and social sharing space.
Okay. Yeah, cool. That makes sense. All right. So what's planned for the future of the module or of Login Radius in general?
So like the future, I mentioned like earlier a little bit that we are coming up with the new release within probably in a week or so, that we are adding like the multiple social linking. Then in the next releases, we are coming up with the social sharing and then social counter visits. So if you wanted to implement social sharing, it would be built in into the module. If you wanted to include social counter, it would be also built into the module. And then like in future, we are also basically integrating this module or with another modules. Like there are some other modules in Drupal. Currently, we don't support those modules for authentication and validation, like signature module or some other modules. So we will gonna basically make their compatibility more, as well as support like more and more Drupal modules, as well as Drupal features.
Excellent. Cool. The next part is going to be kind of some use case scenarios. And first of all, let's talk about the site builder. So how would a site builder benefit from using this module?
So for the site builder, I mean, it's basically a simple concept. So if they wanted to implement social login on their website, I mean, right now there are different steps they need to do. They need to write their own code. They need to understand the Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter APIs. But if they go with Login Radius, they can just quickly get the module, install it, configure it. Like it's just like a plug and play dashboard setup. Like it's just gonna take like 5 minutes to configure it, and they are pretty much done with like 23 ID providers on their website. So that's the best basically use for the website owner, to quickly and efficiently integrate social login on their website.
Okay, and then how does it benefit? What's the benefit as far as like user engagement? Have you seen this improve user engagement on a site instantly?
Yeah. Actually, we have heard from like lots of our customers that the sign up rate is like 3 times than they used to have in the traditional login. Because just think about that, like if you have the traditional login, like when you register, you need to spend like 10-15 minutes just to filling up your profile information. And then it's kind of annoying, as well as you need to remember that username and password, and you need to keep the copy. But if like websites have social login, they can just remember their one ID provider information, and that everybody does. Like everybody remembers their Facebook credentials. So they can just log in with Facebook, and then their information is secure. Their data is at one place. So,
Okay, cool. No, that's good. Yes, I can hear you now. Okay, so anybody listening, if you want to ask a question, if we haven't covered something that you wanted to know about, just send out that tweet with the hashtag MUP042, and we'll answer any of those questions. But first, we're going to go ahead and do the wrap-up and then come back to those. So, Deepak, is there anything that you're excited about, something that you're not working on, that you think looks really cool? And this can be, you know, across the whole internet. It doesn't have to be Drupal specific, but just something that you think looks really cool.
This is the cool thing that we are working with. I mean, apart from Drupal, basically we have integrated like our services to like some other platforms like WordPress, Joomla, OS Commerce, PrestaShop, Magento. Like we have basically created the plugins and modules for like different communities and different CMS. So this is like the part like what I'm excited about. So like anyone who is using any of the CMS or blogging or e-commerce websites, they can quickly integrate like those social services on their website.
Are you still there? Nope, looks like we lost him. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and link all this up in the show notes at modulesunravel.com/podcast/042. And we'll have the whole recording there. Deepak was recording his audio on his side. Now I was recording my audio on my side. So the official podcast will be much better quality than what you're experiencing live, most likely. It doesn't look like I got any questions. So that's actually good because we lost Deepak. But check out the show at modulesunravel.com/podcast/042 for more information. And that will be up on Wednesday in just a couple of days. That'd be October 17th, I believe, 2012. So just check out the show then. And until next time, we'll see you later. If you liked this episode, check out modulesunravel.com/podcast to get more information about it. And while you're there, you can listen to other episodes or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcast software. Also, check out the Drupal videos on the site. There are a number of series available, each teaching various subjects in Drupal 7, like setting up a newsletter, configuring organic groups, or how to make the images on your site responsive to complement your responsive design. Thanks for listening. Feel free to get in touch and keep those suggestions coming about who you want to hear from on the podcast. That's it for this episode of the Modules Unraveled podcast, and I'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back.